Hello, I'm a student in Hangzhou. I have a zest for collecting all kinds of dictionaries. I want to learn what dictionaries British people use and what is the most popular.
Well, we have a few dictionaries that I use. Sometimes I just use a normal learner dictionary when I need definitions of words. Other times I use specialist dictionaries, like, for example, a collocations dictionary. That's a type of dictionary which shows which words go together. Well, I think a good learner dictionary is really important because a learner dictionary will tell you the part of speech, whether the word's a noun, a verb, an adjective. It'll also tell you the grammar of a word in the sense of if it's a verb, does it have to take an object or not. It'll tell you lots of idioms and phrasal verbs that go with a particular word. And some dictionaries actually highlight words which are very common in English so that you know if it's an essential word that you have to know or whether it's a word that you're not going to use that often.
We use Collins. Collins is very well known. I have a thesaurus that I look through that's also Collins, so that's probably one of the best known ones. Obviously online dictionaries, if you're counting those, we use those quite a lot.
Not the paper form, no. I'm afraid it's all electronic now and just type in and check it that way, so.
If I want to look up the meaning of a word, I usually look on the internet.
I'm a traditionalist and I really like being able to study the dictionaries. And I think that if you use a very reputable publisher, that you can trust that dictionary, in a paper dictionary, in a way that you can't always trust online dictionaries.